Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to talk about the privatization of prisons and the stock market. The privatization of prisons is nothing new. Privatizations of prisons here in America go all the way back to slavery and before slavery. But what I like to talk about are the faults of the privatization of prisons and why I feel like they should be banned. For one reason, there's no real accountability. There's no transparency in being an inmate that's in a private prison, such as jail. There's a jail prison not far from where I live. These are the downfalls of the privatization of prisons here in America. They have no transparency, oversight when it comes to inmate violence, rape, assault, death, escape. They don't have to answer to the Whistleblower Protection Act or the Freedom of Information Act. What this means is no one knows what's going on in those prisons. No one knows how the people are being treated. People don't know about medical care that the inmates are receiving. They don't know how they're being treated because they don't have really anyone to answer to. Now, 2011, I believe it was Gill here in Florida and everywhere, made $1.61 billion in privatization of prison. We all know it's on the stock market. You can buy stocks in the prison. Which is wrong, too, because to me that's not right. I mean, they're not even paying them for labor, and they're already in prison. Okay, there's also CRIPA. CRIPA is to protect civil rights of those in prison in the state and local institutions and allow intervention to have such vague contracts. And they have a discretionary decisions, so they don't have to really tell anyone. Usually people believe that contracts ensure quality and to guarantee against kickbacks, scheming, and fraud, that this will provide oversight. That's not true. The contracts are vague and cannot account for all types of potentially self-seeking, opportunistic behavior. And because people are usually self-interested and want to maximize benefits or money at the expense of others. So this lets me know that there is more likely to occur when money is involved, bad things. Because people, being the way they are more likely to maximize personal benefits at the expense of others to make more money. Not only that, the employees don't really get less pay and they're not really getting benefits. And the Department of Florida, the Department of Management Services says contracts are deliberately vague. They don't specify on standards of reform in relation to private prisons, inmates, educational, vocational treatment programs. And also, not only that, the inmate visitation and telephone calls. There's another thing. When people want to call their friends that are in prison, they feel extra not to do. Yeah. Such as say food, soap, pads. They may not even be giving the inmates that. Okay. Also, the private prison managers and agents and the principals are the corporate stockholders. You can find this in Florina in I-2002, which this means the increased profit of money, they mean to increase profit for the shareholders. And vulnerability is the male and female inmates are vulnerable. They have already lost civil liberties, freedom, but abuse is probably rampant. Because there's no accountability, there's no transparency. You can go to a source, youtube.com, collegehumor.com, and it's called Al Ruins Everything. 5.7 million views for this. Effect on crime rate is 0%. As we both know, a lot of politicians were elected based on tough on crime. And tough on crime. That is why they were elected. Well, that's what it was in the 80s when I was coming up and I was young. But now, being tough on crime is not producing anything. It doesn't stop crime, privatization of prisons, or state prisons either. Tom Beasley, one of the owners of, I believe, GEO. In 1988, he said, you just sell prisons like you were selling cars or real estate or hamburgers. But these are human beings. So they're keeping the prisons filled, obviously. If they don't keep the prisons filled, the government is paying them to do this now because it's supposed to be cheaper. The government is doing this. The privatization of prisons is supposed to be cheaper. Having it on the stock market and all those things are supposed to benefit the government and all Americans. But taxpayers pay just as much for private prisons as they do for government prisons. Also, they have occupancy contracts where they have to keep 97% capacity, or they are fined millions of dollars. So basically, the more people they send to prison, the more money they get. Because they want to be fined, they have to pay out all those millions and millions of dollars. They get paid per bed. In other words, let's say in prison, and let's talk about Core Civic and Corrections Corporate of America. They are up, they're like GEO. You can call them Core Civic, formerly called Corporations of America. So if a person is in prison, male or female, they have a tendency to get more citations while they're in prison. You get solitary confinement, which is in state and federal prisons too, but decides to get longer prison sentence with things you do while you're in prison. So what I'm saying is they could be deliberately giving people citations that have already lost all their rights. And basically they could be giving inhumane treatment because there's no oversight. There's no Freedom of Information Act. There's none of that. They don't have to really account. But they, as far as the contracts they have with the American government, the very vague contract, the vague, it doesn't tell a lot. They have 1 million arrests per year. And for drug possessions, four times the arrest for drug possession. So also, I would like to go on to African Americans are put in prison rate 5 times greater than whites as of 2017. December 2017, Black Americans make up 13% of the nation's population, but they make up like 70% of the prison population. Also 70%, there's like a suicide to occur in prison before conviction. So basically, they're leaving people in prison, in jail, and they haven't even been convicted of anything. They're leaving them for long periods of time, like did a gentleman in New York. He did get out of prison, but he ended up hanging himself. Privatized prisons to me is another Jim Crow. It's all about money, capitalism. And they need more oversight, transparency, so people can know how people are being treated. You cannot just say, throw people in prison, then do anything you want to them. They're still human beings. They don't even have to answer to the Freedom of Information Act. There's no accountability for these private prisons such as GEO. They do have contracts with the federal government, and most of their money does come from the federal government, such as in Florida. I feel like this should be outlawed. I do. Because, in my opinion, it's all about money. It's all about money. They basically have no civil rights. They've lost all the rights as it is when they go to a state prison. The private prisons also usually believe that contracts ensure quality and to guarantee against kickbacks, alleged skimming, and fraud. They believe that this will provide oversight, but not necessarily so. A government manager is small and not under as much scrutinization, but the contracts are vague. And they cannot account for all types of potentially self-seeking opportunistic behavior, as I've said already. The Florida Department of Management also serves contracts that are deliberately vague. They don't specify on standards of performance in relation to private prisons, inmate education, vocational treatment programs. They don't have to show any of that. So the more people in prison, that means an increased profit or money for stock for shareholders. That leaves people very vulnerable. It leaves a lot of people that are in prison, in private prisons, are very vulnerable. Of course, I just said there were 1 million arrests per year. And most of them are for drug possession. And once I said that they're paid per bed, the private prisons, such as GEO and the other ones, Core Civic or Corrections Corporation of America, they changed the name, um, They get paid, like I said, per bed. I've already said it. They're 2013. There were 133,000 state and federal prisoners. 133,000 state and federal prisoners, not prisoners. I mean, I understand that prison is a big business, but so is slavery. So then there's racial profiling, how they get people into the prison. As the writing and saying that I am doing now, when I looked up this information, is a 13 people die behind bars each day. That is 4,400 people per year that die. That's a lot of people. So, my point of view is not that people shouldn't go to prison. That's not my point of view. My point of view is treatment. Those are still human beings. Those are still people. And, of course, overwhelmingly, black people and black men and women. Of course. They are on the New York Stock Exchange, the S&P 400, also the prisons are. Privatization of prisons may not be anything new. But for 2019, to have people stuck in warehouses in prisons who go in for a 5-year sentence or a 3-year sentence, and because of citations, they do give more citations in private prisons than they do anyway. Makes it extends their prison time and more solitary confinement. The government needs to ensure publicly operated facilities are public and private prisons. They need to ensure, the government does, that they are operated facilities, and they are held accountable that information is accessible. Also, the Civil Rights Act. According to the Civil Rights Act, a lot of that's illegal. The Civil Rights Act is to protect the civil rights of those, CRIPA. It's to protect civil rights of those in prison, in the state and local institutions, and allow intervention if it is necessary. Okay. So basically, start doing free labor. Overwhelmingly, black people are in prison. I'm not saying that no other race is there, but overwhelmingly, black people are in prison. We're like, by now, 13%, maybe 15% of the population, but 60 to 70% margin of error are in prison. And some of those are private prisons here in the United States. So if you're in there for selling drugs, and you get a 5-year sentence, let's say, example, you can end up in there for 10 or 12 years with just citations, and they don't have to make that information known. They don't have to tell you anything. And that's where the danger is, right there. People by nature, are kind of greedy. Okay, that's just people. So, if your money is if a person makes their money by keeping people in prison, why wouldn't they do it? But that's how they're going to make money. There's no reason for them not not to. There's no reason for them not to to put in prison as many people as then. They're paid by bed. They're paid by each bed that is filled. So that's an incentive right there to get money. At the expense of people, at the expense of human lives. So basically, that's what I'm saying. That there should be more oversight. I personally think they should be outlawed. A lot of people may not agree with that, but that's the way I believe. The civil rights are probably violated. So basically, that's my thoughts on the privatization of prison and the state and the people in the prison, GO and all the others. I mean, they don't, the administrative procedure of act, of CAPA, and the government, and the Sunset is not interest of the people. It's not helping them any. It's not reducing crime. They don't have to account for murder, rape, escape. That they still law unto themselves. Basically, people are being sent to prison like human cattle, in my opinion. That's my opinion, of course. You don't have to agree with me. Income in 2011 for private prison was $77.5 million. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to make off the freedom of other people who are already have lost the majority of their rights. Okay, now let's talk about segregation. They said the privatization of prisons for men and women goes back to the 1600s here in America, also doing segregation that America had of treating black people. And I know you're going to say she's playing the black card. She's saying it's only black. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the majority of people in these private prisons are black. That's what I'm going to say, and it's a lot of people are not going to like me for that. But that's the truth. In the privatization of prisons, there are a lot of black people just in state and state prison and federal prison. GEO Corporation also has some facilities for the mentally ill, or the GEO group for the mentally ill, and they also offer transportation here in Florida. I would not want to be a mentally ill person and have GEO see after me. Basically, they're making money off human beings with privatization of prison. Because what they do is, when the state wants to come in, if a state investigates a prison, and their state privatize themselves, you can't shut that prison down. A governor cannot. You can't shut down the prisons for doing horrible things if they privatize. And that right there is the problem. When it is from years and years later, when things are found out that is going on in the prison, in the private prison, when people find out, and then these people go and privatize the state prison, those people are still in prison. Prison is privatized, the state is privatization. And to me, that should be illegal. That all should be illegal. That's my opinion. Private prison should be illegal. Because no one knows what's going on. Only no one. And when people's loved ones are in prison, they don't have to show data of how much they're charging. They'll be able to call their family members in those prisons. Now, the GEO group is a privatized correctional detention and mental health treatment facility. They contract the state of Florida. The Administration Procedures Act. The Administrative Procedures Act, which is CAPA, abbreviated CAPA, C-A-D-A, and they also have here the Sunshine Act. There's not any privatization in prisons. There's not enough oversight or transparency in place to ensure publicly government-operated facilities are accountable and that information is accessible. So if you are in prison or you have a loved one in prison, you're in a private prison, no one has to know how you die. They do have contracts with the government. The contracts are very, very vague. No one knows how you die. If you were raped, if you were abused, if you were killed, if you're a nonviolent offender, your chances are not good of getting fair treatment. It's not happy to have privatization of prisons, in my opinion. So, that's my opinion about the privatization of prisons. That is my true opinion, that should be closed. So, at the very least, more insight and transparency, they should at least have to provide information for the Freedom of Information Act. I'm not saying there are people who shouldn't be in prison. What I'm saying is it's wrong not to let people know that people should want to know how many people have been murdered in prison, how many of them have been raped, how many of them have been abused. So that's basically this of the show. Show Talk with Dan Butler. The Florida Department wants to get a management service contract that I've read are vague and deliberately vague. They don't specify on any standards of performance in relation to private prisons, inmate education, vocational treatment programs. They don't have to tell about inmate visitation, telephone calls. They don't have to report any of that. Unfortunately, First Step is for federal. It does not address private prisons. So if they want to cut costs in the privatization of prisons, then they can. So that's the gist, once again, of what I wanted to say on Show Talk with Angela Butler. I want to know, let people know more about the privatization of prisons and the stock market and how they got to be on the stock market through privatization. That is why they're sold as like cattle. People are in prison like cattle, but they're not human beings. All right, thank you, everyone.